Bantam Audio Publishing presents A Suitable Vengeance by Elizabeth George. Tina Coggin knew how to make the most of what little she had. Some floors above the rumble of nighttime traffic, her naked silhouette gargoyled against the wall of her room, and she smiled as her movements made the shadow shift, creating ever new forms of black upon white, like a Rorschach test. She went to her dresser and reached for an appealing arrangement of black silk and lace. Bra and briefs they'd been made in France, cleverly designed with padding. She donned them both, her fingers feeling clumsy. The gown that she took from the wardrobe was also black, the neck high, the sleeves long. She had purchased it solely for the manner in which it clung to her body. She made a final assessment of her makeup and gave approval to lips defined by both pencil and colour to express sensuality and invite attention. She smiled. She would do. By God, she would do. With a final glance round the room, she picked up the black handbag she tossed on the bed, checking to make sure she carried only money, her keys, the name of the nightclub, and two small plastic bags, which contained the drug. On Bateman Street, she saw the sign she was looking for. Cat's Cradle, it announced, with an arrow pointing into an unlit alleyway next door. In nightclub hours, it was early yet, the crowd small. Tina slid onto a stool at the bar, ordered a gin and tonic.